It's now time once again for a feature we like to call Economic Terms for Special Occasions. Joining us is veteran Fool Radio contributor Charlie Whelan, the author of Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. Charlie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
What is this week's economic term?
We're going to go with Producer Price Index, and for those in the know, that would be the PPI.
Excellent. We try to demystify things on the Motley Fool Radio Show, but I think there is a certain mysticism that should be injected into economic terms for special occasions, so I'm going to stick with the acronym for now. Charlie, what is PPI?
PPI is a leading indicator, and it's basically a measurement of prices that producers charge to wholesalers and retailers. So people are probably more familiar with the CPI, Consumer Price Index, which is the price that retailers charge to consumers. And that, of course, is the measure of inflation. Now, the PPI comes before that, basically. So Walmart, yes, they're going to charge you for the toothpaste. But before that happens, Procter & Gamble is going to charge Walmart for the toothpaste. And so the statisticians from the Fed and other places are out there measuring producer prices, because if the price of toothpaste goes up for Walmart, there's a darn good chance it may go up for you next week or next month. So that's why it's a leading indicator. If you see prices dropping or going up with the PPI early on, there's a good chance you may see the CPI changing down the road.
Is this happening with my local gas station as well? I think it is.
A perfect example, sure. Whatever they're being charged by the refinery or earlier on in that supply chain, and of course with gas, that pops up right away at your local service station. With other things, it may take a while, and of course there's also the possibility that the retailers or wholesalers may not pass that price increase along to you. It depends how much demand there is out there, how much pricing power they have, and if they don't, of course, that's bad for corporate profits.
And Charlie, we're not just here to learn economic terms, we're here to learn how to present them on special occasions, let's say tonight's cocktail party. Charlie Whelan, how can I use the term PPI in conversation to impress someone?
I think this is actually a terrific term for a first date. And what you might do is casually say something like, apparently Alan Greenspan's not too concerned about inflation, but when I see those PPI numbers, I'm troubled.
And does that lead me, in your mind, to a second date, or does that... is that the acid test of whether we'll even see each other again?
Well, you know, I've had so few second dates in my life, I really am more authoritative on the first. But I like this for two reasons in the dating context. The first is that it suggests you're a leading indicator kind of guy. The rest of the world's out there talking about inflation, the CPI. You're one step ahead. You're looking at producer prices, and that's what everyone else is going to see. The other people that person's dating 2 or 3 weeks from now. So you're ahead of the curve. Presumably when it comes to economic statistics, but perhaps we can infer for the rest of life as well.
I like that.
Second, I like the word troubled. It suggests empathy to me, and that also is something you want to project on the first date.
Charlie Whelan is the author of Naked Economics. He may not have had many second dates, but that's because he's a happily married guy. Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.